from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Okay, if you're on hold, stay on hold. Joining us right now is Mike Sando from The Athletic. Every summer, Mike produces one of the most interesting data files in the NFL. It's his annual quarterback tiers, sourced by votes from 50 league coaches and executives on where to slot today's NFL QBs. We're about to have this conversation in a bunch of different ways for the next 15 minutes. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I think we did this last year, and obviously there's some change from year to year, so let's start there. What are the biggest changes from last year to this year? I have this year in front of me. I don't have last year in front of me.
Yeah, so the biggest risers were Jordan Love and Brock Purdy going up 13 spots, but of course they had come in lower because they hadn't played as much. Mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson was a big riser at the top. Once you're near the top, it's hard to go up much, but he went, I believe, up from 8 to 4. He's the very top of Tier 2 and really only about 2 or 3 votes away from Tier 1, so he moved up. Mahomes, Burrow, and Allen in Tier 1. Rodgers and Herbert fell out of Tier 1, so that was kind of significant. And then I thought something else that was interesting is in Tier 3, where you're really, you know, you're a good quarterback, but you're not necessarily seen as, you know, a huge difference maker, would be like Tua, Tagovailoa, Trevor Lawrence, Kyler Murray, Deshaun Watson are the top of that, and they're making huge money. So I thought that was interesting, too, to have them outside the top two tiers, really ranked 15, 16, 17, 18, but really huge contracts.
Yeah, I mean, we have Giants fans listening. We have Jets fans listening. I thought it was interesting that Aaron Rodgers only playing 4 snaps, right? So really, we haven't seen Aaron Rodgers now in 2 years. He took a little bit of a step backwards, but I'm fine with that. He's a year older. He's coming back from an Achilles injury. There's so much unknown. We don't know what he's going to be. I think he's going to be good. I think that they improved the team around him. Maybe if he balls out this year, he'll have a chance to be higher than 7. But it was interesting to see Daniel Jones at 23. I thought he would be lower. So tell us the thought process on, you know, the New York quarterbacks and where they landed.
Yeah, so for Aaron Rodgers, I mean, he would probably be a near unanimous Tier 1 if people weren't afraid of where he's at physically with the injury and the age. So he still got 23 votes in Tier 1, 18 in Tier 2, which is basically people saying, hey, I'm going to knock him down a notch. It's been a while since we've seen him play and he's been hurt. And then there were actually 7 Tier 3 and 2 Tier 4. Tier 4 is really sort of not enough information. And so, you know, I think if he plays, if he's on the field, that's the biggest thing that'll solve it for him. That's all that happened there. With Daniel Jones, he's the very top quarterback in Tier 4. Tier 4 is typically quarterbacks who you wouldn't necessarily want to be your starter for the whole year, or they're like, they have barely played and we don't really know. And so he would be in that first category where, you know, it's just on that borderline of, is he really a starter, somebody you want to go the whole year with? Obviously, they're committed to him, they're hopeful, they're paying him a decent amount of money, but the league is pretty skeptical.
Yeah, you mentioned the money that the quarterbacks are making, and it's ridiculous now. I mean, I just was talking about how Daniel Jones has the third highest cap hit, and he got paid 2 seasons ago. And this offseason, Trevor Lawrence got paid, Tua got paid, Jordan Love got paid, Kirk Cousins got paid again. Baker Mayfield got paid again. There's, you know, so much money that goes into these quarterbacks. And the value that they choose to, you know, pay these guys at, or the, you know, the salary that they choose to pay these guys at, it's top dollar. Whether you're a Dak Prescott or whether you're a Daniel Jones, what do you make of the disparity in the tiers versus what these guys are paid?
So there's a lot of money in the NFL, and there's a new, you know, there's a lot of new owners making that came in with billions of their own. But even if you're a family team, you're making a lot more money. I think these teams have just shown a willingness to almost say, hey, we've got our guy. This is the price. It's almost like a self-affirming thing to say we got our quarterback. And like the situation in Miami is interesting to me. Tua Tagovailoa, the top guy in tier three. But they're all in on convincing him and everybody else that he's the guy, right? They've brought him back from the ashes, really, from nothing. And so it's almost to me like they're just accepting the idea that that's what it costs. I don't get it, because where was Tua going to go? Where was Trevor Lawrence going to go? These guys weren't like free agents. Even Jordan Love, you have time. Why wouldn't you make them prove it? And then you'll be happy to pay a little more later if they really prove to be the guy. But in a case like the Giants right now, they've got a $35 million guarantee for a tier four quarterback. And then if their season goes sideways, or, you know, and we're six games in, they're going to start having to ask questions about, is it a risk to play him? Mm-hmm. Because it'll lock in future salary. Remember that, how that happened to Derek Carr with the Raiders?
Yep.
Took him off the field late in the year. So, you know, that's to me the downside. If you're not sure, why would you want to be locked in, especially if the guy's not going to leave?
Yeah. And I mean, the Broncos with Russell Wilson last year, interesting enough, mentioning Russell Wilson is ranked, and so is Justin Fields. And we just got the news that Russell Wilson would be the starting quarterback over Justin Fields. Justin Fields comes in at 24, and Russell Wilson comes in at 22. So they're close in your tiers, and obviously they were close in training camp. How do you have two quarterbacks that are on the same team ranked in the tiers?
Well, I did that because we didn't know who was going to be named the starter when this published on Monday. So what I'll typically do is after the draft, I'll put together a list of all the veterans who possibly could start, because you don't really know. So there's even guys that didn't get in the published version. Like, I had Zach Wilson in it. You know, I had Drew Locke in it, just in case. You don't know if Daniel Jones is going to have an injury coming off of his ACL, right? So I need to be protected so that we can have a complete list, and I can't just go back and re-poll 50 people at the last minute, you know?
Yeah.
So I'll have 35, 36, 37 guys just to be safe, and then we whittle it down at the end to be, you know, just who's relevant. And I actually thought leaving Fields in would be interesting anyway, since Mike Tomlin waited to the last minute to announce it. There's fans in Pittsburgh that are curious what people think of Fields, and we may see Fields at some point this year if Wilson doesn't play well.
Yeah, I think we will. And they even hinted at there being a package for Justin Fields. Also, there's no rookies in there. So obviously the Bears moved on from Justin Fields. They're going to be starting Caleb Williams. The Commanders are going to start Jaden Daniels. And the Denver Broncos are going to be starting Bo Nix. You can't rank those guys because you haven't seen them take an official NFL snap yet. So you just leave those guys out.
I do, yeah. I think otherwise you're just, what's your college evaluation? And you know, it can be hard enough to get evaluations of all the guys that have played in the league, let alone the guys who haven't. So we leave those guys out. And, you know, I do have Jacoby Brissett in there because Drake May ended up not starting. But, yeah, I don't think it's good to have the rookies in there with these veterans.
Yeah, and I think you have Brissett at the right spot at 30. The best I saw him play last year was when he started cooking late in the game against the Jets. But, I mean, can't really write home about that. Yeah. Another interesting thing, you have these guys that are in year two all lumped together. Tied for 26 is Anthony Richardson and Will Levis, and then right under at 28 is Bryce Young. How did you determine which one of those guys? Like, because Richardson's season was cut short by injury. Will Levis didn't even get the start in the beginning of the year, and Bryce Young just went out there, and the team was terrible all year.
So I can tell you a little bit how the tiers are defined, and we'll get to tier four in a I'll start with, so tier four is somebody who either there's not enough information, they're unproven, or think of like Gardner Minshew, you know, a veteran who, or Jacoby Brissett, they're like really good backups, they're spot starters, but they're more bridge guys. So what I do for somebody like Anthony Richardson or Bryce Young, they played a little bit, enough to be in the poll, but most of the people who evaluate and put them in tier four for now, even like several years ago when Patrick Mahomes debuted in this thing, he only had one career start. So he got a lot of tier fours, but there was a lot of comments about him in the piece saying how much people were excited to see him. So you have to read between the lines on those guys. No one is writing off Anthony Richardson or Will Levis or Bryce Young. They all basically get mostly tier fours, but the commentary within each guy was different. And so for Anthony Richardson, there's a lot of excitement over his athletic ability and over his talent, and then also in his play caller, Shane Steichen. People love that combination, but they question whether or not Richardson can continue to play in that type of a system and stay on the field because he had a hard time doing it last year. And, of course, they question his accuracy as a passer for now because that's not his strong suit. So, but they see sky's the limit for what he could possibly become. They see Bryce Young as somebody likely to rise this year, but they question how high his ceiling is. A couple of the people I talked to said, wouldn't be surprised if we're talking about him as a three next year, but also wondering if he's going to go much higher than that. So we'll see if he can overcome that. And then Will Levis, I think the expectations are a little lower just because he was a second-round pick, has a strong arm, but people just weren't as excited about him overall going into the draft, and that probably lingers a little now.
Okay, two more things for you. So Kirk Cousins is a new face in a new place. He's with the Falcons now. We know he's got a resume. But he hasn't played it down for the Falcons. And he's sandwiched between Brock Purdy and Jordan Love, who are two guys that have played, you know, a very short amount of time. Brock Purdy a year longer than Jordan Love, but there's a ton of hype around Jordan Love. He comes in at 14. How do you figure out putting Kirk Cousins in that tier where he landed? I feel like Kirk Cousins is better than Brock Purdy, Jalen Hurts. I think he should be right under Jared Goff, but what do I know?
Yeah, well, I'm sure the injury and his age, just as it was for Rodgers, is a little bit of a factor going into the season. Kirk Cousins historically has been somebody who gets a lot of tier two and three votes. He's been along that border a little bit. And this year, I think people felt he was playing the best ball of his career, and he was more solidly a two. But because of the injury, I think there's a little bit of question. So that's probably why he's not maybe right there with Goff, at least maybe right under Prescott, something like that, right around there. I think you'd be right. That would be where he'd belong. But then those other guys, Purdy and Love, are kind of guys on the rise who made big jumps, and people have some optimism for the future, especially over Love. He's below Purdy, but I think people think physically he has potentially more gifts.
Okay, last thing for you here. So, I mean, there's a lot of talk right now between Jerry Jones paying CeeDee Lamb, but not paying Dak Prescott. Dak Prescott was getting MVP votes last year. Dak Prescott had arguably his best year of his career. Obviously, they fell flat on their faces in the first round of the playoffs, but here, he's a top 10 quarterback. I think he's a top 10 fantasy quarterback. He's going to put up numbers, and he's honestly on his way to another payday. Like, we talk about with Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins just got another $100 million in the offseason. So Jerry Jones says, you could easily say, if you haven't seen it by now, you haven't seen it, in reference to Dak Prescott. And then Dak Prescott comes out and says, I stopped honestly listening to things Jerry Jones says to the media a long time ago. It doesn't really hold weight with me. Where do you think, and this is just a guess, where do you think Dak Prescott's going to rank next year? If he's coming in at number 9 and he's in the same tier as he was last year, if he has, let's assume, another MVP season, I think this guy is going to be a top 5 quarterback in the league, and I think he's going to hit free agency, and the price is going to go up where the Dallas Cowboys are going to end up costing themselves a ton of money, and he might end up anywhere. He could be a Raider. He could be a Steeler. Somebody's going to pay for his services. So what do you think about Dak Prescott being able to raise his level of play up to be higher than 9 next year?
Well, he has been 9 before. This tied his career best for his ranking and his average vote. It's exactly the same vote distribution as he had in 2022. I think people really like Dak Prescott. The thing that has held him back from going higher is what you said. It's year after year in the playoffs, he doesn't, you know, put the team on his back and get him to the next round.
Right.
And fair or unfair, I think that more than anything will vault him up. Everybody knows he's good. And I think you're completely right. He'll command a huge salary, no matter what it is. The unique thing about him is he has power because they can't franchise tag him or trade him. And if I were him, depending what he wants, I mean, if he wants to be with the Cowboys, just sign with them. But that's a rare thing to get. That's a rare power to get as a player and a quarterback in the NFL. So he really could. Hey, if Jerry wants to play this game and not, you know, he's not re-signing Mike McCarthy, we'll see if he's going to, how high he's going to go for Dak. If you're Dak, why do you have to do a deal?
Don't.
He's made probably close to $200 million in his career. And he's going to make, he's already proved if he breaks his leg, he's going to get a huge contract.
Yep.
So, and look at,
he's
look at
proven Kirk Cousins, Dallas wrong every time. They keep making the same mistake.
And Kirk Cousins has a major injury and is much older, and he got a big deal this offseason. So, hey, maybe Dak just, if I'm Dak, maybe I just want to consider my options. It could be kind of fun, and maybe he re-signs with Dallas, but maybe he's the one in control. Jerry's, you know, smug and likes to act, you know, that he's in control of everything, and he normally is. But this is one rare occasion where the quarterback actually is in control.
Yeah, he can control his play. And if he goes out there and has a great year, even if he loses in the playoffs, quarterbacks are needed and they get paid a premium. So I think the ball is absolutely in his court. And I 100% agree. Mahomes, Burrow, even though Burrow missed last year, Mahomes 1, Burrow 2, Josh Allen 3, with the reigning MVP coming in just at number 4 and Lamar Jackson. Mike, thanks for the time tonight. I'll let you go. Appreciate you and appreciate going over your 2024 NFL quarterback tiers.
Thank you. I love our conversation every year. Thanks.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.